In this bulletin, the Trans-Tasman travel bubble suspension extended over mutant COVID-19 variant concerns. An extradited former Melbourne school principal faces court over child sex abuse charges. And in NRL, Queensland's border changes set to simplify travel for players this season. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. Australia has extended its pause on quarantine-free travel from New Zealand for another 3 days over trans-Tasman COVID-19 concerns. It's hoped the continued suspension will give health officials time to clarify the coronavirus situation in New Zealand. New Zealand authorities are investigating the presence of the highly transmissible South African variant of COVID-19 after identifying its first case in months. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd is also advising anyone who visited New Zealand from January the 9th and arrived back in Australia to get tested and isolate.
The government has accepted the advice, and so the travel pause on green zone flights from New Zealand to Australia has been extended a further 72 hours until 2 p.m. on Sunday, January the 31st.
Queensland has recorded one COVID-19 case in hotel quarantine as it prepares to relax border rules to neighbouring New South Wales next month. All New South Wales residents will be able to travel into Queensland again from Monday, ending road border checkpoint procedures. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she knows the travel restrictions have been difficult for all.
I want to see families and friends reunited. So wonderful news today that has been able to occur.
Victoria is also expected to further ease its border restrictions with New South Wales tomorrow. Former school principal Malka Leifer has faced court in Melbourne over child sex abuse offences after being extradited from Israel. She appeared in the Melbourne Magistrates Court via video link after landing back in Australia last night. The 54-year-old remained silent with her head in her hands during the hearing, refusing to answer questions from the magistrate. Ms. Leifer did not apply for bail, with her lawyer Tony Hargraves noting she had significant mental health issues that would require close management in prison. She is undergoing 14 days of mandatory quarantine and will return to court for a committal hearing on April the 9th. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has unveiled his cabinet reshuffle, naming his deputy Richard Marles as responsible for the employment portfolio. Mr. Albanese says it would be easy to make no changes, but he wants to strengthen Labor, with Ed Husic the newest member of the cabinet. He wants to remove the word shadow from the titles of his cabinet colleagues and maximise Labor's team for the Australian public.
So this is a strong team. The reshuffle is all about putting jobs at the centre of what we will do. And that's why Richard Marles, my deputy, is taking on a job leading Labor's focus out of the national recovery that'll be required out of this pandemic.
Queensland police are urging the public to check CCTV cameras for vision of a fatal collision that claimed the lives of a couple in Brisbane. A 17-year-old driver has been charged with the murders of pregnant 31-year-old Kate Ledbetter and her partner Matthew Field. Officers are looking for any witnesses who saw his car on Tuesday before it allegedly ploughed into the pair. Assistant Commissioner Brian Codd is discouraging speculation about the bail status of the accused driver and says it's a terrible tragedy.
Whether the person was on bail or not is not going to bring back the deceased that we lost on Tuesday in any event, and we're focusing our investigation on building the brief around that. Broader questions about youth justice, etc., are obviously very important and on the minds of many people, and that's an important part that will obviously be reviewed as it normally would be.
Former Deputy Prime Minister of Australia Doug Anthony has been farewelled at a memorial in the northern New South Wales border town of Tweed Heads. Mr. Anthony, who served in the deputy's role for nearly 10 years, died aged 90 late last year at his aged care home. His son Larry told the service his father did not seek out power or public office, but it found him, up until his retirement from politics in 1984. To sport now, and in rugby league, NRL players are likely to avoid a bubble arrangement this year once state restrictions are lifted in Queensland. The decision to reopen the state's border to New South Wales will mean the All-Stars match in Townsville can go ahead next month. Players will not need exemptions to enter Queensland through the season as long as the border stays open. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be sunny and 34. Adelaide, early morning showers 27, rain in Melbourne 23, rain developing in Hobart 21, showers in Canberra 20, Wollongong much the same 22, Sydney similar conditions 26, a shower or two in Newcastle 25, Brisbane showers 29, also showers for Cairns 30, and rain and a possible storm in Darwin with a top of 31. I'm Gareth Borum. And this is SBS News.